있습니까? The Women's Hockey Club HC Slavia Praha last season recruited 3 foreign hockey players, 2 of them from a Canadian and 1 from an American university team, to help boost the level of women's hockey here in the Czech Republic. Julia Bronson, Stephanie Jones, and Carson Duggan have just finished a successful season with their team, which won the Czech League, and are now heading to the women's hockey finals that are about to take place in Berlin. I asked the three players about their experience here, the future of women's hockey, and how they first started playing.
I started playing hockey at 5 and have been playing ever since. Myself, along with the other two, we've all played university hockey on scholarships. We've also been able to play on the junior national teams or have trials with junior national teams.
So how about you, Julia? What was your start like in hockey?
I actually have a similar story. I started when I was 5 years old. And then I also played in the university, and now we're here playing.
And what about you, Carson?
I started, I think, when I was about 8 or 9, and played all minor hockey, and then got a scholarship and played university and brought us to Prague.
And what brought you to Prague? I mean, the Czech Republic is pretty famous for hockey, but it's still quite a leap from the U.S. Stephanie?
After graduating from university, I was just kind of looking for something to do with my hockey career. And once you're done university for women's, there's not a whole lot of options. So started looking around Europe because there's a couple different leagues and just fell into Prague. Just got in contact with the manager here and ended up here.
And what did you know about the country, Julia, before you came here? Was there anything that you knew about it?
I knew Jaromír Jágr was from Czech Republic.
And then once you came here and you touched down in Prague, Carson, what did you first think, or did you have a night out? Did you get to experience the culture at all?
It's kind of funny, actually. One of our first days here, we got a tour of the city, and we were out in Kralupy, which is a small town outside of Prague, and we trained in and started a tour, and we came up the steps at Wenceslas Square, and just coming off those stairs and seeing the statue and seeing that street with the museum and everything, it's a gorgeous city.
And Julia, I understand that your trainer doesn't speak English, and now you guys haven't yet had the chance to learn Czech, and I imagine it would be quite hard to learn it this quickly. How do you communicate?
It's funny you ask that. Well, we like to use a lot of charades at times, but we actually have one other teammate on our team who's bilingual, and so she will literally sit in the locker room with us and translate everything that he says. And then if he warrants a response, then she'll dictate from us, pretty much. And other than that, we don't really have, besides smiles and winks, that's about all the communication we can handle.
What about the other teammates, Stephanie? Do some of them speak basic English, so you have this whole team spirit going on? Or is it literally just on the level of smiles and gestures?
No, there's definitely a handful of girls that can speak a limited amount of English, enough so we can have a kind of a basic conversation and we can get some jokes back and forth. So then there definitely is a team atmosphere, even with us, even with the language barrier, we still have that kind of team atmosphere in the dressing room.
And you played one season so far with the hockey club Slavia Praha. How was that so far? How was the season? What was the highlights, lowlights, in-betweens?
I'd say the season has gone really well. I mean, we won the Czech League, and we're going to the finals in Berlin at the end of this weekend. But in terms of the only low lights I would say is the fact of the inability to speak normally, like a normal conversation. But, I mean, we do manage, and, you know, you'd be surprised about how universal some things are. And so, I don't know, we've had, like, a great time. A lot of players are good here, and we wish we could help them even more in terms of hockey, just because it's a different type of hockey that we're used to, although we're learning a lot from them also.
That was actually one question I had, is maybe Carson, you can answer this. How does American hockey, women's hockey, differ from European hockey? Are there some major differences?
Obviously, the probably the biggest difference is the body contact. In guys' hockey, there's the body check-in stuff. And in women's hockey, there's still body contact, but no open ice stuff. So along the boards, there's still a little bit of hitting. But so that opens up hockey for you, the skills, the bigger showcase for the skills and skating. In guys hockey, it's obviously more physical, so in women's hockey they focus more on the skills and the skating.
And would you say, Stephanie, that women's hockey is one of the women's sports that has more of a following, or is it rather unusual here for hockey to be followed?
I think that women's hockey here is just kind of starting to get noticed and recognized a little bit. Like, now that women's hockey's been in the Olympics for a couple of years, I think people are starting to see it more and it's being more recognized as a sport. But I think that's definitely growing. I think North America is a little bit ahead in how common women's hockey is. But that's something that's just going to take time and people recognizing that a lot of women do play hockey here and that they do have a lot of great women hockey players.
And in terms of finance, I know in the U.S. it's fairly established to have a scholarship if you're an athlete. Over here, obviously, you just came to play for the team. You're not on a scholarship. Do you get paid for your work, or do you find yourself having to find other sources of income too, Julia?
A little bit of both in response to that question. We do get some financial payments, mainly to cover like living and things like that. And we also do have a job on the side at a preschool nursery type deal.
And I believe you're going to Berlin this week. Is it in about 4 days you're going to be playing the finals in Berlin? You looking forward to that?
Yeah, we take off on Thursday, and it's there's the top four teams in Europe, so it's us along with Berlin, Russia, and Finland, and we're going to be in tough, but there's going to be great hockey, and I think if we all put the right games together, we should be successful.
During the season, how much of your day goes to just having to train and prepare, Stephanie?
Well, we practice about 3 times a week, and each practice is an hour. And then we have 1 to 2 games per week. And then on top of that, we try and make it to the gym or go for a run as well. So we're going to be in good shape going into the games.
You guys are also roommates, all the three of you. So does that sometimes become a bit intense if you're playing together, working together, and then on top of that, living together, Julia?
Actually, it worked out perfectly. Our personalities mesh unbelievably. So I think we all balance each other out and haven't had any problems even while playing. We all three of us play on the same line also. So we really, I think it might have helped our game more so than hindered it.
And do you plan to stay here? Do you like it here so far? And can you see yourself becoming involved in women's hockey in the Czech Republic in the long term, Stephanie?
I've really enjoyed my time so far. I haven't really decided exactly what I'm going to be doing in the future. I think it would be tough to continue to have a long-term thing with Czech hockey right now just because of the language barrier, and just having to teach things would be tough with only English.
And how is the Czech Republic measuring up against the U.S. when it comes to beer?
Oh, they have exceeded. They have exceeded. I think one thing we've really enjoyed in Czech Republic has been the beer. Staying true to hockey players, we enjoy our beer, definitely. I think Czech Republic has had the best beer I've ever had. Yeah, very happy with the beer.
Does that help the communication, Julia?
I'd like to say it definitely helps it. A lot of our teammates also who claim that they don't know any English by the end of the night are speaking perfect English. So, and apparently I might know a few sentences in Czech, but it's definitely been awesome and it's helped.